I'm looking through the paper the other day. Not really the paper. It was online. Because who buys papers anymore? Yes, that's right. I'm 86, and I took the chair down the street to the newspaper box. You know,
23 Skidoo. Let's go. Did you take the cable car down to the general store?
That's exactly right. Yes. Oh, it's like what year, what century is this? So either way, I'm online and I'm looking at a paper, and there's this story out of San Francisco area about a guy.
I don't know why I said uh-oh, but it's not
Florida. It's an awful story. It's terrible, bad, and it's one eventually most of us have to deal with, but it's sick and provocative and weird.
Lay it on me.
This guy, he has a breathing problem. He has a lung disease of some sort. It's not very good. He couldn't breathe. They take him to the emergency room. He's in the hospital. They decide, apparently, he's got like 2-3 days to live. And that's tough news to deliver. No matter how you look at it.
Did it say how old? Was it like an old guy?
Yeah, he was in his 70s, 80s. I mean, you know, at some point, he's put some time in. It's a horrible way to go out, but we all have an expiration date.
The warranty's off the car.
Yeah, you kind of expect it. Now, that being said, though, instead of a doctor coming in, a medical professional in person to sit down and say, you know, this very difficult news to deliver to the family, they wheel in, like a high school, the old audio-video cart with a squeaky wheel. And a monitor, and the family called it a robot doctor, but it was really a virtual meeting with the doctor, who then shares the information that you've got 3 days or so to live. Sorry.
So wait, that's just to diagnose.
I don't know if they normally, well, you can have these, like your insurance company probably, because it's cheaper, will allow you, and some doctors are doing it because it's convenient, they can just meet with you to discuss your problem online, right? Well, it's the same thing, but this guy's at the hospital. They couldn't come down the hall. I don't know where the hell the doctor had to be.
Imagine the doctor was there at some point. Was he just too busy? He's like, I got to eat my lunch.
No idea. It makes no sense. If you can't tell somebody that they've got a couple days and only a couple days to live, in person, then why are you doing the job? You can't hire somebody?
At the least, take some janitor, put him in a white coat, and just have him deliver the news. Say, here's $20, just let this guy down easy, deliver the news, and then just get the hell out.
Yeah.
Is it doctor somebody who's just like, look, I can't deal with emotion right now? You could send in Patch Adams, do a knock-knock, who's there? Not you in 3 weeks.
He's no longer with us, unfortunately. The actor or Patch, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. At least one of them are gone.
Wow, that went dark fast.
I apologize. Well, it wasn't dark enough to say that the virtual doctor says you're going to kick it in about 2 to 3 days, sorry you can't breathe, and then they wheel the cart back out? I mean, come on. Oh, yeah, I'm the bad guy in this. Really?
Did they have, like, the redhead, the ginger kid with the broken glasses, you know, from like seventh grade, wheeling it in.
That I don't know.
Picking at his pimple. Yeah, sorry.
Dude, it's just awful bad in all kinds of ways. I'm still having a hard time even thinking about it, talking to you, and I pondered this now for a few days.
Was this an option? We can bring in a legitimate human being, or you could do this new robo-doctor. You're going to die. And he's done.
That's it. You know, you could even go with like the big. That's a bad example of like the psycho sound effect. I'm sorry, we didn't pay.
Was that what it was? I thought it was like they brought in a morning crew from a radio station. It's like, ooh, be so horny. You're gonna die. You can't breathe anymore. And then they roll them out.
Your morning flakes. Yes, that's exactly who they are. Yeah, this old zoo. I don't think they gave him an option because the family was very distraught and apparently talked to the media about this. Which, by the way, if you only have some time left, like days left, do you really have time to talk to the media? I'm talking about soaking up family time. I'm visiting friends. I'm getting drunk. I'm getting high. I'm doing all the stuff I couldn't do before because, you know what? You got no apologies. You're done in 3 days. Screw the rest of the people around you.
You'd be like, I think I'll try heroin. Why? Because I'm going to die.
Why not?
I mean, I want to see what that's like. You might get addicted for a week.
And that's the end of it. Yeah. Now, for the record now, to be fair, this...
I'm not endorsing heroin abuse.
Well, no. That's a bad choice. Just say no. I mean, it makes sense. The company, though, that handles the medical stuff there for the hospital group or whatever.
They could have done that. They could have had a public service ad. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. And they could just throw it out the window and go, but that doesn't matter now because you can't breathe.
Or in this case, this poor guy, they say, oh, your lungs have quit, which he already knew because he couldn't breathe when he went into the hospital.
He's like, tell me something I don't know.
That's exactly right. There's a couple things here. One, If you only have a limited time and the doctor apparently can't come in the room but could still sit in front of a camera and have a virtual meeting, I don't think there's no time to share as an excuse. If he's not in the building, there's got to be somebody there, like you said, even if it's a janitor who just puts on a white jacket on and says, I'm sorry, but time's short. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a cost-saving thing for the family. They were unhappy. Probably not. But then it lends me, there's some things in life, you know, you need to get done in person.
Yeah.
I mean, I was fired by FedEx. A whole radio station of all of us who worked there, the company sold it. So we all got a FedEx that said, 1201, New Year's Day, all of you are no longer employed. Termination of employment is there. Thanks very much for making our New Orleans endeavor a success. Now, at first, I was pissed. I was a little hacked off. I'm like, this is some crap. You can't actually bring somebody in there and actually say goodbye and thanks and give us a severance check or whatever the hell else and kick us out the door. But on the other hand, I'm like, well, if you got to fly in, you got a hotel, why don't you just split that money with us? I'll take the FedEx in hindsight. But, you know, and maybe on the way out, if I can't wait, who cares, 3 days or not? But some things in person you got to do, right? I mean, you don't text a divorce notice, right?
My oldest son, he broke up with his girlfriend by text when it was his first girlfriend. And he broke up, and he said that to us, and my wife and I both go, ooh. And then, of course, he was telling me about it. It was like the time when he was saying they were in an argument. He said, so I told her to calm down. And so me and my wife both at the same time, ooh, yeah, don't say calm down. But he learned from that. And so he said he you know, from that, the next time he broke up with somebody, it was in person.
See,
You know, get some stones, you know, good for him. But I mean, what was it? Are they going to do that? Can't breathe. You won't be able to, LOL, BRB.
That would have been, see, that's a lawsuit if that happens. You know what I mean? I'm getting paid after that. I mean, they can reevaluate their plans and systems and protocols, but I'm getting a big fat money check if you tell me that I'm checking out that way. I'm just saying.
It'd be like in the Matrix, like when Neo finds out that he's in the Matrix and he's working and the FedEx guy hands him the envelope and he opens it up and it's a phone. That's what this guy would come in. You need a sign for this. Okay, thank you. Beep, beep. You're going to die. LOL. And then that's it.
Hope it's not as bad as it sounds. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
In this country, we have this big healthcare debate about who should pay and how they should pay and how the hospital should work. And are we getting too streamlined? Are we not streamlined enough? Are people waiting in waiting rooms too long or too short? And you know, there's a big discussion of should healthcare be run like a business or be run like, you know, an entitlement, blah, 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 blah. When McDonald's does it better than the hospital. I went to McDonald's. McDonald's now in some of these places, they have you order in person in a drive-thru. You order in person, you pay in person, and you get your food in person all the way through the system. I would expect, at bare minimum, news that you're going to snuff it should be delivered with at least the care that McDonald's does to give me my French fries.
See, this is one of those things where I don't necessarily need a person anymore because most of the people that I deal with in these settings don't want to be there. And they let you know effectively they don't want to be here, which is why the kiosk works. And then even then, when you check the kiosk yourself, you know the order's right, even if they don't when they take the order in person. By God, how come they keep messing up the order? And I know I went from a dead guy getting the notice of snuffing it to go and to get my order right, but you know, these are the things that matter to me.
Well, you know what's funny is nowadays they have things. My wife loves this. She's like, "Oh, you can go in like Chipotle and you can order it and put it, pay for it online, and you go in and you just grab a bag." You know what I figured out? Just hang out at Chipotle or like Noodles and Company or a place like that. Just start taking stuff.
I'm not sure that hasn't already happened because I've been in Panera too many times waiting, and you just see somebody walk in and they look around and grab a bag. I'm like, "Are you sure that's your sandwiches and soup or whatever the hell you got going on? Come on."
I've never seen anybody policing that. And I've always been just curious. There's actually a theory in criminal endeavors that is that you can do so much of a criminal act that they won't stop you because to prevent it or prosecute it is so expensive to do, or it's just not worth it. It's sort of the cost of doing business. Back when identity theft, now identity theft is all over the place, and so everybody's hypersensitive to it. But like in the 90s, do you know what the limit was? I was told by somebody, I don't know if he was full of shit or not, but he was a lawyer and he worked for the state, and he said, do you know what the limit was of how much you could steal per person before they even bothered to look into you?
How much?
Like 10 grand.
So that before that, they wouldn't even... See, I had somebody years ago...
Yeah, they wouldn't even come... It's like they just say, you know what, just insurance covers it or whatever covers. I mean, you could still get your identity fixed, but they wouldn't prosecute the identity theft because it costs so much money to go after that person.
That's, I know that happens. Yeah, yeah.
They just ruined it for everybody. The people doing 12,000, 13,000, 20,000. Gee, those assholes ruined it for everybody else who was just stealing like $5,000, $10,000 at a time.
Those poor people, that 5 and 10K taking it every time.
Did you get your identity stolen once?
Nobody really wants to be me, and there's no damn money. I mean, there never was. That's part of the problem. But I do have a credit card situation. Years ago, I took a bunch of people work stuff, and then they were going to reimburse me in the expense report down to Florida for a
like
spring break thing.
Like
no, it was spring break, so it was a lot.
Whoa!
So we took a big van. It was like a spring break getaway for a radio station, and we go down there, and then about a month later, I get a phone call that wakes me up early in the morning from the credit card company asking if I was getting custom-made jewelry shipped to Florida. And I'm like, all of a sudden, I woke up real fast, and I'm like, nope. And then they're like, okay, well, thanks very much. We appreciate that. We'll correct that on the thing. And then I was like, wait a minute, what, you can't just hang up and ask me that something like that. What's going on? And then they broke down an explanation of it, sort of what you're talking about. I said, so these people are just getting away with it? You're not going to prosecute? There's nothing more to it? And they go, no. And I go, even calling the cops, nothing? I'm like, so yeah, I'd never thought about it as much as you seem to have. And now that I've thought about it, then maybe there's 5 and 10K is a limit. That's not bad.
We had a credit card and I suddenly get this call and they're like, you're disastrously over your limit. And we were over by a couple $1,000s. And I said, what's this charge for? And they're like, oh, it's for like $3,000 of stereo equipment in like Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm like, I've not been to Nashville. And they're like, oh, well, you're responsible for this, man. You got to cover it. And I said, I'm looking at my card now. Well, you have your card, so you must have done it. I go, did they run my card? Oh, well, no, they had a problem running your card. And so they forced you by pushing the numbers through. And I'm like, oh, really? You think that's interesting? They did that for a $5,000 purchase? And like, oh, and they were real threatening to me. And then like a week later, there was news that there was this big breach of client data from my credit card or like somebody who had my credit. It was associated with with some big company. And then they just were like, we're sorry.
Oops.
And they,
oops, our bad.
The best part though was they gave me, and I think I can say this now because I think I'm outside of the window of any sort of prosecution. They deducted off of our bill, not just like the $5,000, but like double that.
Oh, you got a bonus?
Yeah. We got like $5,000 in credit charges wiped off. And I'm like, I'm not complaining at this point now.
Well, you're a big winner. That's pretty good. I mean, if you're going to get victimized, it's always good to get extra cash back.
Well, you know, I like to get paid.
Who doesn't like to get paid every single day? The other thing now is where they will ask you to show ID if you buy certain things or sign or not sign. And there's no consistency on cash amount. Or if, in fact, they look for the ID. On the back of my cards, they say, ask for ID.
I write that on every card I get, and I'm always asked, like, at the gas station when I'm buying, like, a soda.
Yeah, that and Skittles.
But if I'm buying $50 worth of something, they don't even care.
Yeah, and you go out and buy a big-ticket item, and they're, like, indifferent. I just had this conversation the other day, and the woman and the manager were there, and they go, yeah, well. And that was it. Just, yeah, well.
Whatever.
And I'm like, oh, I get it. Okay, so just screw me and you and everybody else. Fine.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter
at Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.